Welcome back to the New Hype Show. It's your boy C Biz, aka Biz, aka Young Bizzle, aka the best hairline on the East Coast. That was too much? No? All right. Okay. Yo, welcome to the New Hype Show. Appreciate y'all rocking out with me again. This is episode 70 something. Yeah, but we here. Thank y'all anyway, nonetheless. Barbs, I'm talking to you. I am talking to the Barbs. Yes, Barbs. I'm your favorite. You guys attack me annually. Legendary times you guys would attack me. One of the most legendary phrases I've heard was, hey, you look like you have a bird chest in your default. You look like a grasshopper. Go take care of your kids. It was beautiful. I love you, Barbs. I love your queen. And with that being said, Nicki Minaj has new music coming tomorrow. Today's Thursday. They said she's dropping it on Friday. I wish I was recording this on Friday so I could hear the joint to give it my critique. Today on Facebook, I posted, these are the possibilities. One hand, Nicki drops a banger. Here come the Barbs. Ah, y'all doubted my queen. Blah, 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 blah. Y'all some haters. If it's a dud, we're going to hear, oh, she runs the Billboard charts and she makes a lot of money. This is what we're going to hear. I am sure of it. A lot has happened in Nicki Minaj's life, so I'm sure it's going to be a banger. I'm on the side of banger. I'm not, yo, Nicki is not putting out no trash. She can rap. Let's be clear. Nicki Minaj can rap. But being able to rap doesn't honestly mean nothing. Can she come up with a hit? Or can she come up with something? You know what? I don't even need a hit. I need something we can feel. Fuck a hit record. Don't chase a hit record. I need a record we can feel. Like, I'm like, ah, I felt you, Nicki. You're a mother. I know she lost her dad. Rest in peace to Mr. Mirage. I know, you know, she's going through a lot of stuff. So with that happening in her life, I know motherhood is at the top. You know, her son, yo, her son is so cute. Beautiful kid. She practically manifested that baby. I remember she manifested that kid. She said she wanted a little chunky baby, a little son. He's so cute. Shout out to him. But Nicki, if you got trash, I'm coming at you. I'm going to get at you. Barbs, I'm ready. Barbs, I'm with the shits. Whatever y'all on, I'm on. I love y'all leader. She's the GOAT. I said it. She's the GOAT. But if it's trash, it's trash. I'm going to come back to Nicki. I'm going to come back to it. Okay, this is about me. June 1st, Doreen's favorite, my debut album / audiobook. No, audiobook / album, actually. You guys heard me talk about it. I'm currently on a little promo run right now. I feel good. I look good. Teeth is good, you know. Just got back from the gym, actually. I feel great, man. You know, I feel good. It's going to be a good day, June 1st. I think it's a Tuesday. Be sure to go download, purchase, and stream my album, please. Run them streams up. I currently have the Crack Era out. That's doing pretty good for me. But yeah, I'm already working on album 2 already. So I'm going to drop the link for some merch for Doreen's favorite. Yeah, the link is, it's already, I'm not playing. I told you I'm not playing, man. I spent umpteen years in the music industry. You know, learned a lot, seen a lot, and, you know, a beautiful thing. With that being said, I had a beautiful conversation with somebody I'm close with the other day, and this person is a business person. They have put out products. I've purchased products before. Hey, Biz, how do you... Again, I spoke about something similar to this on another episode. I don't remember. I'm 70-something deep right now. I spoke about... I did an episode on support, and I was telling a friend, I said, listen, man, you're worrying about stuff that has nothing to do with you, really and truly. What people think of you, them not buying your shit, has nothing to do with you. Keep pushing.
focus and fuck with those that are fucking with you. I don't get it. And what happens, I put out my promo. I've been dropping promo material every day. And in person, I said, oh, you know, it's strangers showing me mad love. I said, exactly. Those are the great. I said, it's always like that. People that you're close to will never support you. Once you get that in your fucking head, you're not going to be disappointed. Stop being fucking disappointed. I dropped my promo material. A few people that I'm cool with reposted it. Cool, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, it was brought up that, you know, yo, when people was dropping their shit, you was on it heavy. I said, because I'm built different. That's called being built different. I don't do shit for motherfuckers to do shit for me. I really don't. I don't give a fuck. If I supported you $100,000 and then you only support me $10 worth, that's cool. It's okay. And if the tables come around again, I'm going to do it again. Because that's just how I'm built. I like success. I don't like losers. That's a loser's mentality. I fuck with those that are fucking with me. Plain and simple. You supporting my shit, yo, man, I appreciate you, man. $100,000. You don't know me from a hole in the wall. But you keep posting my shit. I get fucking DMs from people all day, man. Yo, you motivate me, man. Man, you know what I'm saying? I've been following you for years. You a good dude. I like everything you doing. You're a fan. Yo, man, I appreciate you, man. And I was trying to tell my peoples, I'm like, man, look. You keep focusing on the wrong things. Those that are in your favor, worry about them. Those other people don't even exist to me. The ones that come and spend money with me, download my podcast, run my streams up, repost my album, like my album, share my album. Man, I love everyone. I show love. I don't worry about the ones that are not. They just looking cool. That's okay. Cool. But all I'm saying is when the pistols smoke, they got to be there. They're going to be there. When that pistol smoke, they got it. Nobody knows you till you're somebody. You grinding all your life. Your friends will see you grinding. They don't do a thing. But that moment, that big celebrity, or they see your name on a billboard, a.k.a. me. They see my names on billboard. Now everybody calling me now. You see what I'm saying? I never forget. It was this young man. Not even a young man. He older than me, but he was a barber in my old hood in the 90s on Rutland. And right when I was starting my record label, Caribbean dude. Oh, as that fake Rockefeller thing. And he sucked his teeth in. I said, oh, you're on the list. So when the owner allowed us to shoot the video, our first video in the barbershop, nigga, was right all in his face, had the girls around him. Best believe that nigga was asking for a t-shirt. Yeah, I told him EAD, eat a dick. Fuck out of here. But this is what I be talking about. People always want to jump when shit look like it's lit. Me, I jump on shit when it's not lit. So when it get lit, yeah, I told you, I believe in shit. If I'm not fucking with something, I ain't gonna fuck with it. But at the same time, it don't hurt me to like it. Nah. I got friends who sell merch and shit like that. If it's trash, I'm not gonna fuck with it. That's why I tell homegirl, I say, yo, it's shit you bypass every day. And that's what I don't get with people. People are the biggest hypocrites. Like, they bypass people's shit every day. If it's something that you're making to catch my eye, I'm gonna fuck with it before I go give somebody else my money. And you got the same product and it's fire, I'm gonna fuck with your shit. But if your shit is trash, you just ironing fucking graphics on tees, like, come on, nah, we ain't gonna do that. Where you can go to get fire tees is Bankable Visions. Bankable Visions on IG. Please support Bankable Visions. But yeah, the shit like motherfuckers will make a product, oh, niggas is hating. How niggas is hating? Hating would be, yo, that shit is corny, blah, 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 blah. That's why I don't say that people bypass my shit. Cool. But don't let that same shit you bypass get hot. Now you want to jump on it. Don't do that. We ain't doing that. That's what I be talking about. Support those. They fucking with you. Focus on them. Shout out to all those people again that listen to my show. Run my streams up. It's countless people that hit me. Yo, bro, I fuck with you, man. Yo, you my commute for that Friday. Yo, bro, I put my moms on to your show. Yo. Hey, you know, I really fuck with you. I'm a young man trying to get on, but you be motivating me, biz, the way you move. You stay positive and all that. That's what I worry about. I'm not worrying about the hundreds of other motherfuckers that ain't fucking with me. Cool, ain't fucking with me. Cool, no harm, no foul. Long as you ain't hating. What's funny, though, I remember reaching out to a couple of record label people that I actually know, and they left me on red. I said, cool. I didn't get upset. I didn't slander. Cool. I don't do that. But when shit get lit, they will hit me up. I know it. This is how the game go. And me, sometimes I'm a Scorpio, so I'm real like, I don't hold grudges, but I don't forget. So I'm just sitting there sometimes like, damn, I want to talk to this motherfucker. I know the nigga see my shit lit because I see the motherfuckers in my stories all the time, and he's seeing motherfuckers post my shit. But this is how it always happens. And me, I tell him, kiss my, I don't give a fuck. Fuck out of here. You ain't fucking me before, man. You seen me left my shit on red. There's a few people that still take my phone calls. You know what I'm saying? And we have very, very good phone calls. Somebody hit me up the other day. And, you know, he was asking for help on some stuff. There's a kid I know, and I want to see him progress. The music was horrible, by the way. But, you know, I gave him my critique. You know, I kept it 100 with him. I just said, yo, keep working on this, work on this. And, you know, hopefully this kid is going to get better, because I did that to another young man, and he became amazing later. He told me straight up, yo, I listened to you, bro. I took the criticism, and I did what I did. I'm not above criticism. You tell me your biz. This one, da, 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 da. There's a difference between criticism and hating. It's a big difference. Major difference. Big, big fucking difference. But I'm excited for June 1st. Feel like I'm having another baby. My kids be, daddy, couple more weeks, June 1st. And they be like, ow. I'm like, yo, man, I can't wait for this shit, man. I just can't wait to release it. It's just like, man, this shit been here so long. I sat on this album. This was like January, February, just working on it. And, you know, I had it right there. Could have motherfuckers have listened to the rough copy. But, you know, working with my producer, we had to get everything right. Take this out, add this. You know, I need this, negate this, and fix this cover. And, you know, make sure everything was right. But do expect the second album to be murder. The second album going to be crazier. Y'all really gonna enjoy that shit. The first one even dropped, and already talking about the second. Let me slow down. So we got music from Nicki. I think Meg's supposed to be dropping. I know shout out to J. Cole. Ooh, J. Cole, man. I love J. Cole, man. He dropped the joint the other day, Interlude. I liked it. It was good. I like this to hold us down till the album. He got an album coming out. I'm the main focus, Barbs. I'm fucking with y'all, Queen. All I'm saying is this joint better be fire. And I don't want to hear shit. The main news right now, everybody's talking about the Joe Budden podcast. I've been a supporter from Joe from shit. I could literally say day one. From music, though. And when Joe started working at Hot 97, I remember those days. Then eventually, to me, in my eye, he started loving hip hop. Because he was doing Joe Budden TV back then. You know, him and Tahiri record everything, put on YouTube. So to me, he was a pioneer that he doesn't get enough credit for. Apparently, he fired Rory. And to what I heard, and y'all might disagree with me, from a business standpoint, he wasn't wrong. And everybody's so sensitive. I'm a businessman myself. I know terms and I know deals and things like that. And without getting into any details, I don't think he did anything wrong. Business is business. Get out your feelings. But that's all I'm gonna say on that. I don't really want to dwell on, you know, on that show. And just salute to Joe Budden. I hope he continues to do his thing. Although he kind of hinted that he might be stopping, which I doubt. Don't stop that bag, Joey. You bugging, Joey. For real, man. I think I might have to stop with my stories on this show. I might could tell a few stories, but because I got to say, well, that shit for my album's coming out. I got some fire, yo, some stories. I really have to go back and, like, you know, change because the stories are too, whew, Lord Jesus. Certain things I really can't say on this microphone, but I got to change certain things and. Oh, hold up. Pardon me. Hall of Fame. Whole rock and roll Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame. Whole. inducted to the Hall of Fame. Not surprised, but motherfucking Hall of Fame. Hove. Fuck y'all niggas is talking about, nigga. Y'all niggas better show some respect to the GOAT. Are we surprised? No. But it's great to see, though. Marcy Project's own Jay-Z, Sean Carter, at 52 motherfucking years old, man. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, 1996, Reasonable Doubt, all the way to fucking 444. Fuck y'all niggas is talking about, man. The GOAT, game changer, billionaire, 22 Grammys. This is off the top, by the way. I'm a stan. Y'all know this about me. You know this. You ain't gonna hear no Jay-Z slander on my show. Fuck is y'all niggas talking about? I'm a billionaire. I can wear my hair any way I want to. Fuck is wrong with y'all, man? I get it. Yo, it's a new hype show, man. Thanks for rocking out with your boy. Be sure, June 1st, Doreen's Favorite. Please go out and stream it and download and whatever you want to do. Go play that crack era. That's chapter 3 from my book, man. Holla at your boy, C-Biz, Doreen's Favorite. Yeah, let's get it. Billionaire ho. Fuck these niggas talking about.
Be sure to get at me on social media. Hit me on Instagram at It's The New Hype Show and Twitter, It's The New Hype. And you can find me on Facebook at The New Hype Show. Send comments, questions, or if you just want to say fuck you, or if you want to send me a donation, holla at me. It's The New Hype Show.